with those words.
Good morning again, everyone.
Good morning.
I thought that I would talk today about Thanksgiving. I know it just happened, but it's a fruitful topic. So just to start off by saying, we all know that Thanksgiving is a complicated holiday. So it's filled with stereotypes and myths and skewed history and handy versions of what was and what is. And we shouldn't ignore that. But it's also good to focus on what we have come to associate with the day and use this time, especially this time of year, to reflect on our relationship to the world, our experience of gratitude, and specifically what that means in Zen practice, how we cultivate it. So we don't do this in a Pollyanna kind of way, right? We don't ignore the hard truths of our lives or the world we live in. But we bring a certain kind of depth and intelligence and inquiry into cultivating gratitude. And when we do that, we change and our world changes in positive ways. So you may know that the word gratitude is derived from Latin gratis, which means grace, graciousness, gratefulness. So being gracious. You know, in Zen, I'm not going to talk about this today, but in Zen there's a lot of discussion of host and guest. And in many traditions, the idea of hospitality is very, very important, for example, in the Benedictine tradition. So graciousness has this sense of generosity and welcoming, doesn't it? This grace and graciousness. So this is part of the spirit of gratitude. You know, often we tend to focus on what's missing, what's off, bothersome, doesn't meet our expectations. For example, if we were charged with bringing cranberry sauce to the family gathering or to a friend's house or to our own table, then we open the can and discover, or whatever, the jar, the whatever, bag, we discover that we bought whole cranberries and not cranberry jelly or cranberry sauce. You know, it's like, it's disappointing. We have this idea of what we're supposed to be eating. Cranberry, raw cranberries are just not it. So that can be kind of irritating. But we can also have a kind of Norman Rockwell-ish idea of what Thanksgiving is supposed to be, right? We're supposed to have this kind of family, or we're supposed to have this kind of dinner, or we're supposed to be together, or, you know. And when our reality doesn't match that, it can be deeply, deeply painful. So we have this range of everything from annoyance to deep suffering that can be compounded. Our irritations and suffering can be compounded this time of year, can't it? With ideas about what's supposed to be. Can reinforce our sense of separateness, grumpiness. But when we focus just on that, we totally miss the richness of our experience of what's happening. You know, how many times have we heard this? How many times have we heard that when we focus on what isn't, we miss the richness of what is? I mean, really, it's all over the place. But how many times do we actually take it in and reflect on it? So, you know, I'm not saying that we somehow ignore the pain or the sense of what's missing. But if we focus on it exclusively, we build a world of wrongness. We live in a world of wrongness. We live in a world in which everything is missing, and this diminishes us. It's also true that the world of what's missing is wildly inaccurate, according to the Buddhist teaching. We are never separate from everything that is. In fact, our life, our very existence, is a gift. So, from a Buddhist perspective, gratitude is not understood to be me being grateful for things out there. It's a recognition that these categories don't apply. It's not that we are not separate. We are. But we are living always in relationship, always in this dynamic relationship. Always we are giving, and all beings are giving to us. In Japanese, there's a term on, O-N, and it includes both a sense of gratitude and a desire to repay others for what we have been given. So, on can be present in any circumstance, even the most dire circumstance. And this is not to say we're being told we should, you know, rearrange your inner world and have a certain experience. How often does that work? You know, we have the experience that we have. It's a recognition of a desire to awaken to what we're given in each moment. And out of that comes a desire to give back, to do something. So when we cultivate a spirit of on in our lives, our world changes. It changes our everyday experience. It changes our relationship with everything and everyone. It's not just a nice thing to do. It's fundamental to our practice. It's a shift from samsara, the world of suffering, the world of what's lacking, the world of separation, of isolation, to this living, generous life of all beings. In that way, we come alive, right? This is the gift of focusing on gratitude, of focusing on. So, you know, there's lots of research now that says, psychological research that tells us that gratitude is good for us, right? I'm sure you've said keeping a gratitude journal. All of those things, really good, changes our world, changes our view. But our practice, our Zen practice, takes us in a different direction as well. Along with appreciating everything that comes to us, is a sense that the world is not there to serve me. It's not about me being the center and everything that comes to me. All beings have a life and a beauty of their own. There isn't one center to the world. We make ourselves the center, right? And of course that's appropriate. It's like one of my teachers said, you have to know which mouth to put your fork in. You know, you have to know that. And if you eat a Thanksgiving dinner, it doesn't fill my stomach. There is this separation. And yet, if we shift that into we are the center of the universe and everything is around us, for us, that's a problem. The spirit of Om recognizes the beauty and the gift of each thing of itself. Each bell has its own life. When we orient ourselves in this way, this experience of gratitude, this experience of Om, this sense of the vitality of life, then we can be surprised by things, right? We can come alive. We can sense the other as the other. We don't need to remake them into what we expect. We can experience the other as the other, as respectful. We respect that. Dogen Zenji in the Fascicle Gyoji, Continuous Practice, says, even when you are uncertain, do not use this day wastefully. It is a rare treasure to value. Do not compare it to an enormous jewel. Do not compare it to the dragon's bright pearl. Right? So we compare things. Oh, this isn't what it should be. It should be this other thing. This isn't enough. I can't see the beauty and appreciate and become grateful for the own, the reality of this moment, even when it's difficult. When we live our lives with this spirit, we live with all beings, and we don't denigrate our lives or the lives of others. Instead, we orient towards this wisdom and gratitude, and it's very simple. We're alive to the complexity of the world, but this attitude is very, very simple. I'll read you another. I'm going to focus a little bit today on this Fascicle Gyoji, but let me read you another quote. This is about continuous practice, which I'll say something about in a minute. Continuous practice, day after day, is the most appropriate way to express gratitude. This means that you practice continuously, without wasting a single day of your life, without using it for your own sake. In other words, from a self-centered point of view. Why is it so? Your life is a fortunate outcome of the continuous practice of the past. You should express your gratitude immediately. Okay? So he says, continuous practice, day after day, is the most appropriate way of expressing gratitude. I would say that expressing gratitude and appreciation day by day, moment by moment, is continuous practice. This means that you practice continuously without wasting a single day of your life, without wasting a single moment of your life. How do we waste? Partly we waste by this corrosive, self-centered view. Without using it for your own sake. Which does that mean, you know, we say we save all beings? You are a being after all. It's not ignoring yourself. Why is this so? Your life is a fortunate outcome of the continuous practice of the past. Your life is Om. It is the dynamic reality of this moment. You should express your gratitude immediately. I'm going to read that one more time. Okay? Continuous practice day after day is the most appropriate way of expressing gratitude. This means that you practice continuously without wasting a single day of your life, without using it for your own sake. Why is it so? Your life is a fortunate outcome of the continuous practice of the past. you should express your gratitude immediately. So, what is this continuous practice? There's a lot we can say about it. I'm going to fill you in on a few other things that Dogen had to say. Okay? Continuous practice is the circle of the way. Therefore, this continuous practice is not activities that we are forced to do by ourselves or by others. It is the continuous practice that has never been defiled by our poisonous minds, by anything. The virtue of this continuous practice sustains ourselves and others. The essential point is that in the entire earth and throughout heaven and the ten directions, all beings receive the merit of our continuous practice, although neither others nor ourselves know it. This is the way it is. Because of continuous practice, there are the sun, moon, and stars. Because of continuous practice, there is the great earth and empty space. Because of continuous practice, there is the self and its environment and body and mind. So we get a sense that continuous practice is not our continuous practice. It is the world continuous practice. It is on. It is all beings coming forward moment after moment after moment to create this world. And yet, our response to that, this gratitude, this aliveness, even in the midst of hardship, even when we feel that we're looking through the window pane at somebody else's happy Thanksgiving, you know, even when we feel our own struggle with pain, with aging, with addicted children, with, you know, even in the midst of that, we say, what is my continuous practice in this moment? How can I express the gratitude of being supported by all beings? How can I support all beings? Your life is a fortunate outcome of the continuous practice of the past and the present. You should express your gratitude immediately. So, I recommend that we reflect on this. As a means of cultivating the depth of our Zen practice. It also makes us happier, by the way. But when we think of gratitude or we think of this as a means to an end, we miss the point. We miss the transformative power of it. So we reflect on these teachings as a means of facing the depth of our Zen practice, of connecting ourselves with all beings, of recognizing the ways that we're sustained in each moment. This is the Zen teaching asks us a kind of radical gratitude, right? A radical engagement with an intelligent base of knowing on, cultivating on, wondering about, enacting, knowing on in our bones and expressing it in our actions. This makes gratitude a living thing, not just an emotion that we want to feel, but a way of life. This is Thanksgiving, right? So we give to ourselves and to others continuous practice. We cultivate gratitude for all aspects of our lives. Not just those things that seem to support us and sustain us, but the things that challenge us. When things challenge us, we've been talking about Shantideva, you know, and it's very challenging teaching about appreciation and gratitude for the things that challenge us. But when we meet the things that challenge us with the heart of practice, we grow in wisdom. We become wiser, more patient, more in tune, more compassionate. So we actually can be grateful for everything in our life. There's nothing, Thanksgiving is true every day, right? So I really think this is a time of year to return to reflecting on these things and to do concrete practice to cultivate this orientation in our life, to infuse our life with curiosity and the nature of continuous practice, to really pay attention to that. Questions?